Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I don't want anybody fucking me about.
Hey,
yeah, bright. We'll see you later.
All the best, buzzer.
Yeah, this is the most laid-back podcast ever.
I can tell, Be fair, like, I don't know.
Another episode proudly sponsored by the best competition page in the whole fucking
world.
Bar Kings, the best deals, cheap prices, no Holex, straightforward. And you've more of a chance to win an Bar Kings than anywhere else because it's literally Ireland-based, the North and the South. And we are proudly sponsored by Boutique Infinity Tan and Salon, top of the weight rack road, state-of-the-art sunbed facility. Get up and check it out, folks. If you want your balls tanned, this is the spot to go.
Sorry for near jumping down your neck. Sorry, hope you enjoy the podcast.
The bakery. That's where I'm from.
Don't be saying that. All the girls will be up looking at you.
They've already been around. You don't know what happens. I've done plenty of birds up west. They close them, like, fuck's sake, every friend group for fuck's sake.
Bernie,
see this guy here? I've known this guy, right?
Longer than him?
I've known anybody, right? I've known him, right? I'm going to touch him on the road.
Right.
Listen, you have our back. I've been in our down a handful of times and I've got lost near enough every time.
You're spoiled here. Everything's fucking here. It's like right there. All the bars are here and all the fucking gyms and everything. You just don't really need to go anywhere.
I live near Aldi Town Road and see that road. I don't need to leave it. There's fucking Fusco's, there's Chippy's, Raffles, you're sorted. There's Arizona.
Unless you're on a podcast.
He's grabbed me. I don't even need to move.
He's out working.
Listen, I'm working my balls off. I work all day, not 9 to 5.
Any morning I'm going there, is
it? It's in here.
Anyone that's watching, we do this in a sunbed shop, so it does tend to get a bit warm.
I never normally wore trousers from fucking March to October.
I wanted to show you some. We'll put it up. We're recording now, John Boy.
Yarp.
Pull that photo up, guys. This is funny. Use a laugh. There's a photo I was on Facebook yesterday and it came up. It was a lost and stolen pets, Belfast, right? And it was like people's post their dogs and their cats and all, and they're all missing. They'll post the name of the cat and say, like, it's missing some such and such. But there was one I sent it in the art channel. I was like, do you know what? See, in the next, fuck me, that's how warm is it?
Mate,
I sent my jacket on.
I was sitting looking at you going, how the fuck's he sitting in a jacket on?
So I was recording. So I wanted to show you, I come up on my Facebook and I sent it in the lads chat. I was like, lads, this can't be real. So it says, lost tortoise, please share. Now this is in lost pets, NI. And people obviously send in their cats, dogs, when they all go missing or they're lost, right? But this is what it says. Yesterday, on the 20th of May, 2025, an incident happened with Donatello. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. A beloved family pet was stolen at knife point in Poglass, Callan area of West Belfast. His family are absolutely devastated and are desperate to get him back. Name, Donatello. Last seen, Poglass. Date, 20th of May. Stolen at knife point. It's like, the photo of the turtle is in sync. Like, someone is at their lark. There's no way.
That's serious. I'm being serious.
Do you know the person?
I don't know the person, but I seen the woman post about it. It was her son who got a tuck off him.
Like, I want the scenario of, like, that's like, you're going to rob someone. Give me your phone. Happened. Give me your what? No.
I know I'm sitting going, am I supposed to laugh here? Like, laughing at some cunt that's fucking lost their turtle.
It's a piss take, but I know for a fact. It's that is a piss take
at some cunt. That's two people sitting in their house and went, well, we'll send this in for a laugh. What? We'll make up a wee Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle name and we'll send it.
They do, you know, Fred.
I know there is fake accounts that make fucking shit for a laugh. No, but I am 99.9% sure that that's a real.
Well, why wouldn't it take his purse? Or his wallet or whatever it may be.
It's only a kid. All he has on him is his turtle.
He's running about with a turtle out of his...
Of course, he may be out taking a walk.
What do you reckon? Think that's bullshit?
I don't know. Like, I feel like that's... Well, Liam, where did you hear it was real? Like,
I didn't hear that it was real. I seen a woman posting it and I was like, she was writing about her son and he got put... he was robbed at knife point. So
for a turtle?
Yes.
Do you know what's funny? The comments, I don't know, I can put this comment up. People are coming going, fucking Poglass scumbag bastards, like believing that like people actually done it. See, if you're going to rob someone, you'll take their car, their wallet, their phone, you're not taking it. Who even carries a turtle?
Mate, turtoises go for fucking loads of doughies.
100 quid or something.
My mate released
his never know if you're skint.
On the note of tortoises, my wee mate, I'll not say his name just in case people say it's fucking cruel or something, but somebody handed down a tortoise. My mate didn't actually buy it. Or here, there's an arse. I'll tell you that one out there or something. Actually, I don't know if I should say.
No, don't say it.
But long story short, one of my mates got handed a turtle, passed down, and he went, fuck it, I'll look after it. And then found out that it had a tumor. And this tortoise had a full on tumor. You could see it growing out of its head. It was like it was growing in our head off its head. He called it Steve the Turtle and used to whip it out in the parties and all or whatever. And then one day I just went, fuck it, I can't do this anymore. I'm setting this thing free. We went up to Poglass, the far up in Lanadoon, just fed it out into the water. And for years, no one's seen it. Next thing, some cunt took a picture in the far. We Steve's still there about 2 years later, surveying the winter and all. What the fuck?
Fucking right. I'm it, mate. I didn't give you a best introduction there, mate. It's good.
Hello, I ran them one about tortoises. What's happening?
Mate, it's good to have you on, mate. The best PT in Belfast. I'll give you that, mate. What I need to ask you, we're 4 weeks out from a beefing, mate. Do you think you could give me a six pack before we go to Ibiza?
Too late. I mean, six pack in 4 weeks, like, you're probably getting a six pack of beer in 4 weeks, like, but sure, like, if you're getting the fucking. Get you a fucking keg or something, like.
How long are you talking for a six pack?
Get you six LeGrand, fucking.
I get you like, six LeGrand, you'll be all right, like. I will save a six pack, mate, it just depends, like, because you have to actually. You have to kind of get calories up the way in order to get them down. Most people think automatically you have to diet like fuck, but it's actually you need to bring your food up the way in order to pull it away, because if you have nothing to actually spend, then there's no money to bank to build the fuck.
I would say mine is up now. They're ready to come down.
Probably are, but it depends on how much you're fucking up, like, do you know what I mean? Because
beer, mate, it's beer.
Get yourself up, get on a bar and do knee raises, but and no, fucking legs.
No, but I'm also like, all that shit. 4 weeks, like, I'm not fat. I just have...
You can sharpen up in 4 weeks. You can do... Look, at the end of the day, like, if you do nothing between now and then, you're not going to see any changes. You do something between now and then, you will see changes. Like, but you're going to see only the amount that your body's going to allow you to. Like, see, at the end of the day, most people fucking think really short term. They're like, I want to get abs yesterday because I went to the gym twice. And you're like, that doesn't fucking work like that.
Unfortunately.
Well, it's one of them things. Like, for me, I view it as, like, the more you go... The more you start taking yourself seriously, you actually go to the gym, you say you're going to go, see all that starting Monday and then don't happen. See, when you go into other things in your life, you're also going to say you're going to do it and then not do it.
I'm meant struggling.
To text them and I didn't do it. And I meant to start that thing and I wasn't going to do it. And I went to go for that job and didn't do it.
Yeah.
See, if you actually follow through, you do the gym, you actually do it properly, you'll follow through with other things in your life. It spills into everything. Like,
I don't know, the gym's one of my
It's holding yourself accountable too.
Once I'm in, like, a week, that's me. It's hard. Just getting that first week. because you're training, you're going, oh, fuck.
Do you know what I'm
just thinking really of birds, mate? You know what I mean?
Here. Tell me. One thing I will say.
Oh, fuck your mind.
I'm a
don't matter to you. That's why you don't give a fuck.
JD, Jim, I see all these honey staring at my hole and I'm down doing squats. Now I can see immersion. I can see reflexes. I can see it all.
Can you?
I see who's juking at me. I see who's not.
Can he?
Oh. You and JD as well.
Oh, wow.
It's like a fucking youth club. Everyone just goes and hangs out on it.
I like going to the gym, but see if I don't go with someone else.
Not bad, John.
I don't push myself the way I would on my own. And it's alright going, oh, I should just write out this and then do this workout and write out. But see if, like, say me and my best mate goes and go our way a coach or something.
Me and you?
I do way more than what I would do on my own. Just go on. And I know I might have an idea what to do or write myself out a wee workout or whatever, but I just don't feel like I give it as much as when you're sitting there and you're, because it makes it a wee bit competitive when you're with someone training, do you know what I mean?
Well, you know what's a really good motivator? See if you see some honey in the gym you fancy, or like, you're like, well, fucking want to put a few more reps in here, like, no,
fuck,
it gets you going, like, Birdie knows the fucking thing. He fucking knows.
I'm sure the birds do it for you, mate. I'm sure the birds
see
you.
Like.
See you go, I want to put a few more reps in for Amit.
Aye, mate. Just depends, like, a fucking, the old social media is good for it, like, to be honest. Anonymous Q&As are funny, like, I get tortured on them, like.
So what's that? You don't get
you're not allowed to say their name, or?
So, I put up my Q&A box, but then I'll put Ask Anonymously, and sure, the whole thing just ends up being about fucking sex, but I try and make my page a wee bit entertaining, like, so I fire them questions in as well. There's all sorts of madness being written there. I'd love to tie you up in the gym and pleasure you to Maximus and all this here. I just fucking laugh.
Do you know who it is writing it?
I can't see. I actually, the fucking app, says they here pay this to be able to find out the thing. So I did, just to see who the fuck was. And it just says iPhone in this area. And you're like, wankers.
Oh, actually say, bastards. The social media world's a bit mad. Like, did you see that or... There was a thing on Facebook where all these girls were, are we dating the same man? Fucking
sure, I exposed that page. They ended up putting fucking thousands. It was me fucking did it. See, they only had like 14,000 followers like 2 years ago. And I did a fucking video talking about it and being like, look, you know, half of these birds here are actually the ones playing and all. I've been put on it as well.
Have you been on it?
Aye, but mate, lucky enough for me, all the women actually fucking wrote underneath. I had loads of like girl mates of mine and the thing. No, they screenshot it, sent it to me. It was all girls who followed me, being like, he seems like a lovely fella and all. And he keeps himself to himself. You don't know who he's talking to. And I thought he had a burden. No, look,
people
I was like,
just
thank
trying
fuck,
to paint a picture of you that they don't even know you. And they try to paint a picture of you to all these other people who they don't even fucking know. It's mad.
What was funny about it was there was girls written underneath being like, I talk to Amit all the time and he's a lovely guy. And I looked, because I could see the names, obviously, because of the screenshot sent to me. And I was laughing, going, I don't know any of them. I've never spoke to any of you people. Like, so even the person who posted it, I'd never spoke to her in my life. So she had obviously been debating speaking to me. And she was like, oh, just throw them on here first. Just to see, you know, is it worth it? And I was going like, if you put me on that there's not a fucking hope you're even getting talking. Never mind. No, like.
Yeah. That's dangerous. Like, do you know.
Yeah, they're constantly doing that.
And as you say, the people writing underneath it are some of the most twisted cunts about. Do you know?
Well,
it
was a lad I knew who played in the five-a-side team with me, like, and like he was a wee quiet geeky fella. Like, he had been put on it, and why I exposed the page was because I was like, there was loads of girls writing underneath being like, he looks creepy as fuck. He seems like a real
That's
weirdo. Stay away from him and all.
You're just judging people.
I would stay away, and I screenshot the different comments and then put it across my head. No one was talking about it, and I was like, look, this is the kind of stuff that you're actually trusting. All you women, I get that you're worried about lads and all the rest of it, but at the same time, like, are you really putting your fucking trust in a good place? Like, if women are doing that, do you know what I mean? Imagine that was the other way around. Imagine me like, she looks like a slag. She looks dodgy as fuck. Her legs are fucking open all the time. Do you, like, you know what I mean?
You would be hounded. You'd be the worst.
We'd be the worst.
It's madness. Like, don't
so
agree with.
You've done. I watched your podcast on Whiskey and White. Are you done? What do you call it when you go out and did you dance for women? Or
Naked
what?
Butler. I knew you were going to come on that one. Like,
I
come out of retirement to do one with you.
Did you have it?
Did I?
He probably
fucking must have. I don't remember. Where's my fucking check?
Where did you do it?
I did it. See, what happened was whenever I first came over to Oz, I was in good nick and all, like, but you know, I'd never really, like, I'd seen a mate of mine doing it over there, and I says to I got with a wee girl who was in my hostel, like, and she was like, you have a great body, would you not think about doing stripping? And I was like, I wouldn't, I didn't believe myself. I was like, I wouldn't be able to do that. Like, and she was like, no, do it. You're applying for it and all. And I was like, well, I know a guy who does Butler and Above. So I did that then. I fucking applied for it. And to be honest, like, it ended up being such crack. It was like 6 months of this fucking made sure you're putting in a room with 30 girls on a hen do. And you know, people all go, I used to have people slap me and be like, oh, you're a load of grannies. I was like, what grannies do you know getting married?
Well,
27, 28 year old girls. Yeah. But only they're Australian girls who are gorgeous, marrying some rich fella. So
Here, tell us, did you ever bang any wife the bees? Like,
wave a couple bees. Of fucking bride of bees were really, really bad with me. Like, I remember my first gig, there was a girl, she was like, she straddled me, right? So she was like wrapped around. She was like, fucking yeah, and like slapped me like fucking all. Her mother-in-law to be came over to me. She was like, excuse me, would you mind putting her down? Would you mind putting her down? I was like,
I'm not really doing
fuck all here. So you know, I mean, it wasn't me. Like, what ended up happening that one was there was a fucking, at the very end of the night, I was getting into one of the girls, and then she had, like, my mate came over to me. He's like, yo, lad, you need to get in that bedroom. Like, you need to get in that bedroom. And I come in the bedroom. There's fucking four of them all in the bed, all getting into each other. Four women, like, all having an orgy. Like, and I says, well, girls, room for a wee one. Like, and one of them was like mid fucking. She was all over the place. She looked at me. She was like, this is a private affair. You better fuck off now. And I was like, what do you mean? And I was like, you need some meat.
There's four of you.
There's fucking enough there. I'm sure I can provide enough for a room. Like,
yeah, would you not? Like, obviously, the father of any, would you never go into OnlyFans?
I get asked that loads, mate. See, to be honest, I get tortured with it, like, but it's not really in my morals, mate. See, to be honest, like, what I'm trying to do with my job and what I'm trying to do with people's lives, I'm trying to bring them in a road where they're valuing themselves. And having been very close to people who did that career, I learned that it's the complete opposite. It's you're devaluing yourself. You're making yourself worth less. You're worth fuck all.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Look, everybody has their own moral compass. Look, I can't really talk. I had my hands dirty for years doing other stuff whenever I was younger, but whenever I look at that, I look at it equating in the same way as somebody who's maybe drug dealing, as in lad terms, because girls who are doing that are desperate for money. They want to make it something of their life. They don't really feel like they have a qualification, so they end up going down that road, selling themselves. They don't realize that there's an after effect from that.
Yeah. See, when they get older,
even when you want to get a lad, like,
yeah,
even when you're having kids in the future, like, what kid wants to?
I was always
look at their man, go, fuck me, she's all over fucking.
It's already happening, eh? There's a wee girl, I forget her name, but she's English, and she was interviewing her bro. It came up my Instagram reels, I don't even follow him, but it just came up, and I was watching, and they're going, what's the worst thing about having me as a sister? And he's like, fuck's sake, everything you have all to do is get tortured, get slagged, all my mates, your sister has OnlyFans.
You imagine you're
picture your kid.
Imagine you were going getting a haircut and all the barbers are all laughing. Everybody in the barbershop's laughing at you.
It's different, I think, for a wee girl, but see, as a young wee lad growing up and people giving you all that type of stick,
the boys are looking at anything to get you.
A young lad would be deeply affected if his man was doing OnlyFans.
So see, the thing is, nice, OnlyFans, like, the generation hasn't came yet where the kids have grew up. There's OnlyFans is relatively new. So any OnlyFans girl that's had a kid, they're still nippers. See, we'll say at 16, they're fucked.
Even before that, see, lads are ruthless. You're like a bunch of fucking hyenas. Like, you're looking to get anybody for anything, like any weakness at all. So you find out your man's ma's fucking great and she does OnlyFans. What are you going to do? You're going to go and pay for it.
Kids would just show it to their face.
It's a nightmare.
It wouldn't be a nice thing to do.
That's what I'm saying to you. I don't really care. If somebody else wants to do that, that's cool. Do whatever you need to do. You obviously needed to go down that road for whatever reason. Like, I made mistakes that needed to make me money at times in my life. Do you know what I mean? But would I do it now? No. I mean, my business does very well, mate. I wouldn't need to go down that road. Like, see, I've been asked loads of times to do Butler and Above now. like even now come out of retirement and do it. Like, and I'm like,
what'd be worth
it?
Your
it actually would devalue, because see the message that I'm putting out there about mental health and everything else. People see that there and they would go, see, fuck your man doesn't give a fuck about himself. Like, no, he's run about there fucking just getting his hole and all. But I get that anyway, that's no end.
So you don't have a bird then?
Nah.
I must see, man, you get out of this podcast, mate.
Well,
if our podcast is doing well at the minute.
I believe so. I've seen that there. He's a fucking flan.
Listen.
It's out, Burnsy. You're bringing it. You know what you big lad? He's bringing a sax appeal, the raw sax appeal.
For all you people watching at home, you don't need it.
Yes, you do.
You may want it. They may be good at the time, but you don't need them.
Yes, you do, mate. You don't.
I'm happy. Happy
if
man.
You're happy enough.
I don't mind. I look at it like you can have the right relationship. Like, you know, like you're married, so you've obviously right. You aren't married.
Yeah, I'm married. Yeah.
So you've met the right person for you. See, for me, like, or for you, your career's only starting off, mate, right? So there's no point. You're like, no point. Honestly, trust me, my career in this life is going off. And it's like having a bird has gotten away more than once. Exactly. Like, and there's been girls, I mean, saying and stuff. Then next thing I'm posting things and they're falling out with me because I'm posting things. And I'm like, that's my job to do that. Yeah. I get asked to speak at a fucking female empowerment event the other week, right? I wouldn't really be known for my empowering of females, right? But I get asked to speak at it anyway. And I was seeing a wee girl at the time and she fucking fully fell out me because I spoke at it. And I was like,
what's up?
Like, you're not doing no wrong, are you?
Like, I'm fucking speaking at it. I'm motivating people.
You're not, you're, fuck it's not as if you're sitting with your arm around some woman trying to throw it on there or something. You're literally just talking to people. But I don't know. It's one of them things. For me, speaking, it's just... It gets in the way. It's like a distraction. See if I'm trying to focus on shit. And then, where are you? Where are you going? Who are you with? What are you about? All this shit. No, it's just too much.
You know what's nice problem is? He can't hold down a conversation through text. He doesn't go on his phone. He's
a wordsmith too. Like, he's alright with
rapping. I know, mate. Even to me, mate, he's fucking...
I just don't
like texting. He's dynamite on the phone, mate. That's it. That's what his problem is.
Don't like
see if
casting.
He wants legs, you need to come and talk
to
him.
You need to speak to me in person. That's it. See,
down to his door, stand outside over a big brush.
You must be getting a few offers these days, doing all the spitting and all, are you?
Listen, it's...
I could see all sorts of innuendos with fucking...
It's just a bit...
I can use your tongue, big lad, though. You're giving me that tongue, aren't you?
Used to have my tongue pierced back in the day.
Did
he?
Feminine to do that?
Yeah, my uncle was head doorman for years in the town, like, and he had his tongue pierced. Oh, yeah. So I never thought it was that feminine. Like, he's been hard cut. I'm sure they'd fucking have me there, though, fuck's sake.
I'm barred from a cramming.
Are you?
Sometimes you still feel like the patients are, even though it's took out, it still feels like it's her. Sometimes it's weird. I don't know how to explain it. Like,
do you watch the podcast?
I do. I love your clips. Like, I hate your good crack. One of my best mates in Australia, he's always, every time he gets blocked, Stephanie's always fucking. Me and him used to work with you, you know.
Did he?
He says to me, like, because what happened was, him and his wee brother live in Australia. Leo, give the two of them a shirt. They're the fucking love yous too.
Sure.
Like,
and Leo and Steph, use their legends, love you, bitch. Send up their Patreon.
Love yous.
And he says to me, he goes, do you not remember Gavin Burns back in the day? And I was like, I know I know his big, but I don't know where from. And he says, HCL. And I was like,
no, what's that?
Do you not remember the call centre fucking 10 years ago?
HCL?
Yeah, on the Boucher Road. Oh, it was all Westies, like.
No, I don't think as.
Was that for buses or something, was it? No.
See, back then,
you
like,
work there,
no, I don't.
There's
no,
double
I used
there,
to do
then.
Videos.
Listen, I was a swing and a miss, sir.
Well, I used
cheers,
to do videos years ago, fucking, of like, I used to put a red wig on and dress up as a. Like, used to do wee funny Mrs. videos.
Don't wee sketches and all.
On Facebook, the water fucking got like 16, 20. The water regularly had 1 million views. It was different. Facebook was different back then. Like, when someone shared
Facebook, like,
neither is. There wasn't then.
They're more likely to spend. See, younger ones, like, they're not actually just as likely to. They're not going to have as much freedom with their money. Like,
I know. TikTok's just changed everything. But see, as well, now is the time that everyone get over, sign up to our Patreon. See, if you just don't, I'm going to put 100 ads in this podcast, so if you don't want 100 lads, go on there, Peter. But saying up, fuck's sake, help the lads out. Now,
support us, help us, help you. Do you know what I mean?
Big Burnsy's on, aren't you? Burnsy on next.
Oh, might stay around for Big Burnsy. Like.
Yes, I'm Burnsy's on the Patreon next. I know we're getting off topic here, but you have to get them in the guards down.
The ladies' most loved two men in the country.
Yeah, and there was.
He's going to be my wingman now. That's it.
Do you watch any other like American podcast?
To be honest, like, I actually love our podcast here. Like, I love yours. I love the Whiskey and White Boys and Shane Todd's. I believe that I'm friendly with Polly.
He's worse.
podcast.
Sure, nearly wore fucking Cavi Forex's t-shirt in here. I'm like, oh fuck, I'll not do that either.
I have one myself, one by me, fuck's sake.
Fuck's sake, don't know who can say or not say for fuck's
sake. Place of 40.
Nah, listen, whatever he wants to do, fair play to you, mate. Just stay away from me. I'm wearing happy
enough. That's fair enough, like, but I actually love our podcast here. I love Theo Vaughn. I love
Joe Rogan and Theo. I'll always go between them. I'll always look who has the better guest on. But there's one that I've been watching, lads, and I want to do a spin-off. I want to do a working class spin-off, and I swear to fuck, he's called Mantham. He's only 17. You'll probably see him. He always talks. See any OnlyFans stars and all, he'll degrade them. He's long black hair. You would have seen him. He's right. Only a kid. So he has a podcast, right?
Oh, I watched the Whatever podcast as well.
Whatever. I think he was on that.
I don't think I've seen it. I'm going to show you.
So this is what
you
he does.
You know the Whatever podcast, no, like, harsh as fuck, like.
See, the only ones I watch, I like listening to the Troubles podcast.
I like it as well. That's for I love stuff from here. Like,
it's a Trouble podcast about the Troubles.
So good, mate.
I've asked stupid questions than that. But here we had a black man on. I've asked worse.
Like, it's one of them things. Like, you're not going to know everything. Like,
I'm not fast. I'm very fucking
fair. Neutral.
Like, neutral, yeah. Never. And I'm glad I'm like that. I am. And if I don't know something, there's nothing I can do about it. I don't.
He's trying his best.
I'm trying, mate. But you're seeing YouTube, mate. It's fucking. Yeah, you're called out for whatever you do. Anyway, you can't.
You get called out everywhere, don't matter what fucking platform it is. Like, I remember my best reel, whenever I first started getting a following, was it went viral on Facebook. It was like well over 1 million views, and about 95% of the comments was just all slobbering about, your man fucking Wayne Lineker from Weiss, and he's fucking brutal, look at the state of him and all, and blah, blah, blah. And I just fucking laughed at it, like, but I was like, little do you know, who's have actually given me a career? Cheers, that's not me.
Your followers just shoot up.
They don't like understand it. That, like, see the amount of times, half the time I won't have the time to reply to everybody that comments my shit, see when somebody slobbers at me, I reply straight away and get them to base, because then they'll keep doing it. Yeah. And then other people jump in and be like, "He's lovely, leave him alone at all." I'm like,
it all works.
Cheers
out,
is their algorithm, me. Cheers, mate.
Yeah,
that's always the mic drop one. See if he's are going through anybody, like if you're slobbering at somebody or getting them to slobber at you, just say cheers for their algorithm, mates. And then they're raging, cheers for the comment, and they're raging then because they're like, for fuck's sake, he's done me. Like,
see, you know sometimes if they have a real face, I'll actually sit and slobber down back. But see if it's a fake account, I'll just like ha ha or something. But see if they are real, I like to just.
I know I'm always going on. See, I always see Slice Camp. Like,
nah, mate, you're more likely to get hate on social media than you are positivity, right? 100%. See, if you watch a video, think about it. Like, a lot of time you'll see a video and you really like it, like, but you won't actually like it. But see the one where somebody fuckers all the juicy stuff and all. You'll fucking sit and go through all the comments, be like, "Oh, that's class," or you'll share to your mates for the way, be like, "Let us stay out there," That's the same.
See why you're in the comment section. The video's playing, replays, and then that pushes
it. That pushes it more. So at the same time, as much as you want, I wouldn't bother blocking them, mate. You just take your emotion away from it.
Let them fucking crack on.
If you're yours, mate, keep commenting. Cheers.
See, your problem with him, problem with Emmett, problem with John Boy. Palma Burnsy, comment underneath it all and tell us all your fucking problems.
What do you call the wee man with the black hair? Mantham?
What one with the black hair?
He's only 17, though. I would watch his podcast. Is it Mantham? M-A-T-A-M. He'll bring people on the podcast, right? He has a couple of wee mates and they're just wee trolls. You'll get them to, like, crawl about the ground.
Did you send this in the chat and your man's on his knees?
He crawls about his ground. So we'll bring a guest. And, like, say we bring you in, right? Sometimes he doesn't even give him a mic or a seat and makes him stand. And they come in and you're like, where do I sit? He goes, just stand. But then his wee mates come in, the wee trolls, and, like, they'll have no tap on the crawl in. I'm at the crawl in.
That's
and, like,
mental that somebody would even agree to go on that.
It's fucking hilarious. I'd send you the link later. But I want to do it. I want
to do it. Agree to do it.
But he gets massive views, so people will come on. They'll come on and he'll just, like, podcast will start and his wee mate's just lying on the rat table and he's no tap on and he's a pair of goggles on and he just stirs at the guest and the guest is trying to have a podcast. Mate, it's fucking hilarious. I'm gonna
send me
that
after, aye.
But mate, I wanna do this. I would love to do a spin off one and get someone.
You end up having a fairly. You get somebody on, be like, stand there,
on my knees for 45 minutes and just nanny talk.
There's one he just lay across the table where they're doing the podcast. He just lay across it for fucking. And he, mate, your wee man's relentless. He said he's for a full hour, he not moved. He will not move. It's fucking hilarious. Oh, fuck, mate. It's funny as fuck. I love him. And I was like, I would look, because I wouldn't want to ruin our podcast, but we'd like to do a wee spin off, like a free episode one.
Maybe Carvel, the people in Belfast might fucking want to fetch you if you get them on doing that.
Them Americans don't believe anything. Like, they just break one. Like, all right, this is normal.
Don't think we'd be just as forgiving as them Americans.
Like, it's different over here. Like, it's 100% different.
Or someone's going to steal my idea, mate, maybe.
So you need to act fast.
Putting it on here, dickhead.
Act fast and do it.
I've given a couple of good ideas out on this podcast, to be fair.
Copy caters.
But mate, no one, I don't know.
You are full of good ideas, to be fair. Like,
he's innovative. That's the word.
He's visionary.
See the notes in my phone, mate. I'm telling you, there's many ideas now. It's fucking, it'd be worth more than J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter book, I'm telling you.
I have to say, well, I don't really say about this on the podcast, but see, Gavin, he's helped me give myself a boot up a hole. He'll tell me, go, Nimbo, what the fuck? You need to do this, you need to do that. And I'd be like, it's in my head that I know I need to do it. But I'm a bit laid back, and he's like, no, there's no point. What are you going to do? You'd be dead tomorrow. I have to go get this done. Come on, and then see if shit he gets done today. I'm like, right, see if I can get three things done. I need to do today, and that's me. I know I've done already.
You're chasing something, though.
I do think, see, smoking grass, I think, I think 50 year olds, if you're over 50, it's right to smoke, and I think 40 maybe a wee bit, but I think anyone chasing their dreams should not smoke grass. That's just my opinion. I think it slows you down.
I was like a festival whenever I fucking used to
I just think if Slice didn't smoke grass, mate, he would be more.
Right, he's blowing up a blunt here.
See, as soon as you smoke a blunt, you just chill out. Where if you're not smoking grass.
I wouldn't even speak to you. See, if you give me a joint, I'd just sit there and be really quiet.
Do you think that?
Right, there's things that
I'm trying to talk to me and all that.
There's things I agree with, and there's things that I can say, but at the end of the day, I have to say that you're basically right, because I could sit down with a book right now and smoke a joint, and I'll write creative and do all sorts of wee stuff that I wouldn't think of if I'm sitting here now. Like, I haven't had a smoke or green, but then at the same time, the next day I'll be like, oh shit, I already wrote something, Leaf. I don't need to write something today. I'll just chill out that there's someone really should be doing same thing.
Doubling
every day. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, I think
you should be doubling down.
And see if I write something good, I'd be all proud of myself. I'd be like, that's a belter. And then that's it. And then I'll wait for an hour, a couple of days to write one instead of going right, that's a belter.
Right, let's get the studio.
You going to get a hard stream with Belfast Crime Man or what?
Yeah, I was in the studio just before I came here, by the way.
Just wait, mate, good. Happy birthday. Yeah.
Straight out of a 12-hour shift, up the studio, and then up to do a podcast. No, it wasn't with Crime Man, but me and Crime Man's, if anybody watches this, it'll already be over, but we're performing in the Europa Hotel tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Jared Healy's promotion, Working Class Podcast, me and Belfast, Grey Man, Burnsy's going to be here.
Burnsy's going to be
all the tunes. Donald Pumper, will be released on SoundCloud within the next 2 weeks, and that is my, mark my words, Rainbow Slice.
All right.
Well, I may just come back to cannabis. I think when you're
hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Your 50s, you're sort of, all your goals are sort of met, you're just chilling out for your life, and it's good, it's a great drug. I think 40s are sort of, you're sort of slowing down. I think 20s, definitely not. 30s, no.
Still
maybe,
no,
maybe
your
30s
are your prime.
I think if you're chasing your dreams, cannabis is not the drug to be taken. You definitely just, as,
see, like, to be honest,
it's hard, it's most stoners are just, they're just too laid back. And I'm sitting more a heavy stoner, but I'm not, like, mate, I do think if you give a grass up, I think you'd be headline shows all over the world, mate. I do, all right. So this is a fucking mess. He's get Slice off a G.
He looks
fuck.
Melted already. Right. He's going fucking kiss
give
blow
it up
joint.
For 1 month. Give it up for 1 month. I guarantee you, mate. You'll be releasing such fucking.
Right, it needs to be for something like right. See if I say now I'm going to go off the weed for a month. It has to be like for something like something
no,
has to happen.
No, what
it is
for?
Right,
no, what it is
stuff
for?
Will happen.
What are you doing?
What does it do? It doesn't
it's
do
been,
nothing for you.
I've been doing. It's all I've known from. I've been 13. I've been smoking green.
So yeah, Liam, it's an addiction. See, whenever you're doing, see, when you, what, I don't mean what are you doing smoking grass? What are you doing rapping for? What are you doing it for? No, well, see, do you want to do better? Yes, do you want to get something out of it?
See what you're saying, and see at the very start, I didn't see any way to do anything future, with rap. Bro. But now it's only been this sort of year. I'm like, maybe you can do something from it. So it's like,
would you like more zeros in your bank account from doing rapping? So. You know, there's your incentive. Okay, you go off a green for a month.
Yeah. No, wait, what I want to do, I want to make my full focus, my two full focuses, instead of spending 10 hours a day in my job and wasting hours doing our things, spend all my hours on the raps and on the podcast and wee bit of training. But Liam, I can't at the minute because I have to pay bills.
Liam, you've got one of the biggest podcasts in the country. You have such a big platform. You're the best rapper in the country. But you just haven't released enough tunes. The only thing that's stopping you is just getting stoned and sitting back. I think if you stop smoking grass, mate, you like now that's obviously not the only thing. Like, but I think grass is.
Be honest, all of them have their effect. Like, I think you get on the gear in a weekend. You're still dead for.
But see, he's not a drinker. He's not a big drinker at all.
I just have a wee smoke.
He's a stoner, but I do think grass. Like, it's a good drug. It's just. Not the drug to be chasing your dreams with, and it will slow down.
Being productive.
Mate, give it up for 40 days. I guarantee now you'll have two tunes.
Right. This is it.
Well, let me ask
I'm going to make a pledge.
Wait there. Go for it. Mate, go, Burnsy. You're coming on next.
You're all right, mate. Ask away.
Right? See this guy here, right? Uh-huh. He goes out his way. He works morning and night, right? He comes up to this podcast, does this here, goes home for sleep, and whatever else. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't think I have to make sure he gets enough sleep.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Right? People don't like our podcast, right?
Uh-huh. Exactly, and, right. He's so right.
And I'm telling the truth.
Well, Emma likes it, Burnsy.
Because they're fucking jealous of our podcast.
What do you ask me, though?
It's a statement.
See, because Emily said, don't you? People don't like our
podcast. Burnsy, we need to continue here. Sorry. What were you saying, Stacey?
But I agree, they are jealous. I mean, at the end of the day, look, you put your face out there. Every single person in this room that's put their face in social media has
you know yourself. You've experienced it.
I get fucking bombarded from it. Like, yeah. So I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to put your face out there. You put your head above the parapet. You're going to get abuse. Yeah. Not everybody likes that because, why? Because everybody's a mirror, right? You're a reflection of what they're not doing. Yeah. So if you're doing that thing, you annoy them because they're not doing it. Yeah. They're like, why the fuck's that cunt fucking?
So true.
Why is everybody like him for?
Like,
why is everybody fucking sharing his pictures and all sharing his fucking podcast, blah, blah, blah? Because they're not doing fuck all and it annoys them because they haven't done fuck all. So, Burnsy, as much as I appreciate that, everybody's going to get hate, mate. You put your name out there.
They're going to get hate.
No, looks like you were getting hate for years before fucking social media was even a thing, for fuck's sake.
I know, that's a story for the Patreon, Burnsy, right?
Can I say something, Burnsy? This is about, you see one thing I noticed that you didn't do, that there's a lot of people, I see this, now don't get me wrong, the PT market's a bit saturated, there's loads of people in Belfast and everyone's doing it, but like, you see the same
here, we're looking 3 foot meals from the Belfast area. If you want to get shredded, lose weight, and build confidence, come to me.
But like, you're the way you approach it, the way you not like sell yourself,
get into your head,
do it to people is a better approach. And appreciate I think that. that's why he's up there and they're still here.
You have 30,000 followers and they don't have to be on their platforms.
Aye, but see what it is, Limbo, right? PT is different from online coaching. So generally, in order to become an online coach, you have to have walked the yards as a PT first off to kind of learn what it's like to handle clients and stuff like that. So there's a lot of PTs out there trying to be online coaches. So they're doing the gym floor, but they're also doing videos, but they're maybe not getting that many clients and stuff. So they're kind of hoping to find that thing. They're going, how do I get noticed? Oh, fuck, he did a video on this. I've had lads copy my videos. And then I say to them, here, you copy that word for fucking word. Like, and they're like, oh, to be fair, fucking.
At least change the words a wee
bit. Yeah, like, I don't give a fuck. It's a compliment. But what it is, right, is that what I learned was whenever I first started doing it, when I was PTing on the gym floor, trying to become an online coach, I was emulating other coaches out there. I was copying my mentor. I was copying James Smithy, big fucking names in the game. And what I learned was when you actually start being yourself and start talking and thinking the way you talk rather than the way everybody else does.
Yeah.
Act yourself. More people are going to come to you. Your tribe is your vibe. So people are going to come and buy off you for you anyway.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So
instead of trying to be like another person, then you're only being yourself. You're not like, people are attracted to being original. Do you know what I mean? Aye. So I see.
And see, the thing is, like, my coaching isn't like online coaching. Again, it's different from PT, and I'm not counting your reps. You know, I have my own app on the app store, right? Whenever you're a client of mine, you're going and doing, you're on your own. But my app is like a one-stop shop. It's got everything on it for you. The thing is with it though, nutrition and training is only like 5% of it. The other side is the majority of it's mentality.
Yeah.
It's when your decision making is. So when are you going to bed? Are you sitting up late at night, strumming your fucking self or whatever? Are you looking at TikTok, doing whatever, eating shite, all that stuff there? Are you actually believing in yourself whenever you're saying you're going to the gym and actually putting the work in? Are you saying you went, or are you kind of going and doing a half hour session? It's these things here. So my job is to actually get into your mentality. So a lot of my content is about getting into your mentality. That's why I don't really talk about the gym.
Yeah.
You never see me doing videos in the gym. Like,
nah,
never.
You don't.
Because I just see it as any PT can put up a tip about how to fucking do a tricep pull down, right? No, they can do whatever fucking movement. Yeah. They can all tell you how to do that. They're all going to just tell you exactly the exact same exercise in a different format than every other coach.
Worded maybe a bit differently or something.
What differentiates me compared to other coaches is that I actually want to get into your mind. So my clients, you'd be surprised the stuff that they actually talk to me about. Like, it's everything from getting their marriage on track to fucking getting them a new house for where they are and all the rest of it, getting a computer.
Like you're
nearly like a therapist, like with PT, with fitness involved. Like at the end of the day, if I look at my own career, my own life, like, I used fitness to get out of where I was going in my life. I was going down a bad road for a long, long time. Like, I used the gym to get out of that. That was my vehicle to get out of there. Because once you start taking yourself seriously, you start taking everything else a wee bit more seriously. See, in the morning time, you get up, you open your curtains, you make your bed, you do things, you actually start doing things that are more likely to be professional. And then you do that in every other aspect of your life. Whereas if you just continue, be lazy, you don't make your bed in the morning, you keep your room a mess, you show up late. You meant to do that thing. You meant to count that calorie. You didn't do it. You meant to go to the gym. You did go out one day. Like, well, I went once. You're supposed to go 5 days. That's the sort of thing that I kind of get into.
Slip into the slippery slope and then fall back out of there.
I'll start Monday. It's like, that starts Monday. Fucking routine. So that's how many people do that over and over again every weekend. Every single weekend, right? But you need to actually have a motivation. So good motivation for single lads is one is when you have a breakup. That's a really good one. That always gets you to fucking, that gets any lad in this shape, right? Another one is if you have kids. So if you're married and you're going to have kids or you have kids, there's a good motivation there because I believe that everybody is a chance to be a bulb in the ground, right? So you've got two options. So the bulb, you water it, you nurture it, you give it sunlight. It grows into a flower. That flower spreads pollen. More flowers grow. That's you, your energy given to kids. That's your energy given to your wife, everybody else. Whereas the other bulb, you don't nurture it. You don't give it sunlight. Grows a wee bit, puffs up a wee bit, then dies. That's whenever you're going on the weekend, getting fucked up, eating Chinese during the week. Not looking after yourself, half-assed. So you've got two options. So you can be the good one or you can be the other one. And the thing is if you actually use the first one, then you're more likely to actually do everything well. It spills into every other aspect of your life. Do you know what I mean? So
it's
that's why my content's different.
It's not just gym related, it's all life related.
Training is obviously a fucking one of the best ways to feel good, but there is a lot of people that are just fucking smashing it.
In the gym, you mean?
No, just in life.
People absolutely doing well in life.
I 100%. Look, at the end of the day, there's fucking multi-million gazillionaires out there who are fucking. But at the same time, would you rather their life or would you rather yours? Would you rather, see whenever they're fucking in bed with fucking type 2 diabetes and a heart attack, you want that or not? You know, at the end of the day, you can't take your money with you. So it's all well and good, but you're given one vehicle to look after for the rest of your life. Are you going to put oil in it when it needs new oil?
I'm loving all these fucking words, mate. I'm loving it. You've done your homework
You want to try going on the phone with me? You're not getting off.
I would train mostly for the mental, not to look good or anything, because I'm going to look like this till I'm dead, so my face is never going to change.
I have a good metabolism, but I'm
happy. I like to train. See, if I don't train, I'm not with it in the main. See, even trying to write rhymes or doing stuff in our aspects, as you say, it's not the same. But see, if I get up and I train in the morning, the rest of the day goes by smooth. See, if I don't, you're thinking about shit. Have I done this? And it's just not the same for me. Like, I do it mostly for the brain.
The gym, what people initially go for is to look good, right? That's initially what they're going for.
Yeah.
And then they discover the mental thing. And then they're like, fuck, I actually just feel class. Like, I'm feeling better.
Yeah.
Even if they're not seeing the improvements with their body shape. And then they kind of realize, well, fuck, I couldn't do without the gym now. And then all of a sudden the body comes later and they're like, fuck, here's class. Now I've fucking looking good and I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
And it kind of spills. And that's what I mean about watering your plant. It
part and parcel. Like.
Yeah, it just all goes in the same pattern. Like,
do you PT at all?
Nah, I haven't PT'd in years, like, to be honest. What I do sometimes is because of, like, I have clients all around the world. Like, so what I do now is the odd time, if I have time, I'll offer it out to a client and say, look, I can do a one-to-one with you, you know. But generally, like, it's just to meet them. It's more because there'd be clients of mine that could have been with me a year and have never met me in real life. Do you know what I mean? So the thing is, though, they're getting really good results. They're feeling better. And, like,
they don't need to meet you. If it's working, it's working. You know what I mean?
It's the beauty of social media. Like, you know, at the end of the day, look at you two, right? You had never met me before, right? But you both felt like you knew me. Same way as I felt I knew you. 100%. Social media, online to your advantage is a good thing. So, like, I have mastered that, or at least done very well in order to be able to get my point across without needing to be with you in person in order to do so. Do you understand what I mean? That's where my business is at now. So I don't necessarily need to be standing with you. And to be honest, if there's clients of mine that feel like that's what they want and they tell me that, I say to them, do you know what? That's dead on. I recommend a good PT for you. Go on ahead, because I wouldn't have the bandwidth to do that. I have too many clients, like, do you know what I mean? And then I have staff and all now, so I can...
Where do you train from?
I moved over to Fitness Forge in Lisburn there, but I was training in my Fit Newton Abbey.
You still go to JD?
Nah, I haven't met the JD in a long time, mate. I mean, there's a few reasons why I don't go there.
He doesn't want to bump into you-know-who.
I don't want to bump into fucking you-know-fucking everybody. I'd rather not.
But it is one of them gyms where... You do see a lot of people you might not want to see, or you see people you do.
I'm convinced there's people just going there. Just...
He'll go
and
take a look
at
his face every day.
Bertie! Nah, I can never get a
look
on your big man.
Bertie, you're on the Patreon next.
Getting your face on a t-shirt, big man. Don't you forget it.
For anyone wondering, Bertie's open. I can't believe you're team Chinese.
And I'm team red.
Because we'll look after him.
Here, I thought you were my
CJD Jim. Mate, people just sweep in there and just walk about. I seen some fella and he'd fucking suspended. He looked like something out of fucking, what do you call him, saying YMCA.
YMCA.
The village people. Mate, he had fucking suspenders up over his shoulders, mate. He had big fucking, he's big trousers on. I thought he was in doing work the place. He come in doing weights. Mate, I swear to fuck, I just look at this cunt going, what is going through people's heads?
They're just running over
to the weights, and then they run over to the rope, climbing up the rope, and then they're running over to the running machine for 5 minutes. And I was like, this is fucking mental.
But that's, I get it, people all, it's all the fashionable thing, high rocks and all. For me, I don't really look at people that do it and be like, that's a physique that I would like. I would rather train in for physique wise. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just me personally, but everybody has their own choice. You know, they're wanting to do it for their heart health.
See, the gyms nowadays, they're just matching high rocks and they're making them in.
See, one thing I will say to people.
It's just the way to do it now.
No one gives a flan fuck about your high rocks team. No one gives a fuck
about the wee map that they run around.
I don't see all these things.
See all these things that you're posting on your store. Listen. I'm pretty, but no one gives a flam fuck.
No slice, you're right, mate. He's going to walk in London, they're just going to go lame. No doubt he is, because mate, it's the biggest podcast on the road. So.
Bertie, I've been on a diet here for the last 2.5 months. Are you
going to give Amit a bit of a chicken ball, Bertie, or what? Amit's talking about a chicken ball.
I'm fucking that, mate. I'm all right.
No chicken.
He actually was going to give me a wee bit too. He was.
I would never leave my
phone. I know, he did look after me.
Would you leave me a wee bit? So me and Burnsy, my missus dropped us off.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Do you know where the wee Westie store is coming round past Tesco? Or I forget the name of it. It's like...
No, it's the Westie store, said the Shag
was. So, do you know where like the fire station is there on the Springfield Road?
The Tesco's up there?
Oh, yeah, it's like Tesco by the one. Yeah, yeah. So we get off there and we were walking down. We were walking down, a load of kids clacked us. And I mean, when I say kids, there was about 30 of them. And they all came around down with their hoods up and they were recording Burnsy, like, fuck. But I was just like giggling and going, right, go away. But then some of them actually run and start shoving their phone in his face. So then obviously he, like, first thing they react is to chase him. And then one of them actually swung a dig for him and hit him. And I was like, that's fucking not on. Like, that's madness. And he's told me a story before, saying the kids do that then.
Yeah.
And do you know what? It's fucking actually way. Like,
it's not on.
I was like, yo, I was like, would you fuck off and leave him alone? It was so out of hand.
The general public, Burnsy's harmless. He's not, there's literally no harm to come from this man unless you're in the ring with him.
It's like, see when there's 30 kids just running at you with a phone and they all had their hoods up and all. And I was like, well, just fuck
would
off.
You
and
recognize
leave
any of them at all?
I would remember one of them.
See, the thing is, mate, like, Burnsy, you know yourself.
They're calling me.
Burnsy, they weren't saying that. They were just.
They put me on bonfire from my face on and I think it's funny.
They didn't,
not funny
they didn't
at all,
put
mate.
You
it's
on
not
a bonfire.
Like...
The kids.
No, but there is people out there.
Oh, I know what, but you're getting...
But you're calling them all the same, Bruce. It's not there. They weren't the same people, but what we're saying is people need to stop giving you a stick. People need to stop torturing you in the streets and people need to leave you alone because you're not causing anyone any harm.
Majority of public love you.
But
like,
Amit, see, the thing is... Like,
they do, like, you have a lot of good mates up here. Like,
Amit, I can't even go in the cast court with my man and dad and next one, all them kids are all stamping in the fucking shack and washing, shouting names at me, back out again in the car, fucking in tears. I'm shaking
off.
And the cop won't even help me.
You just need to be careful where you're going then, mate. Just be going
stay
to places.
Stay in the west.
Stay where you know everybody.
See, the
mate.
Thing is, mate, he's genuinely one of the most famous people.
No, I know you.
It's the same. Like, you walk down the road,
if
mate.
Allowed,
it's just
your man dad say you're loose. Cars beating the horn.
I'm sure, no, everybody knows Burnsy. Like, fuck's the guy I've known that for fucking years. Like,
seen him walking down the road, just beep, 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 beep. Everyone, yo, Burnsy. We seen him walking down, and his car stand going, do you know who you are, Burnsy? You're over this side of town. I was like, fuck, please.
I would go as far as to say he is the most well known face in the country. And for locally, people
know
he
isn't a celebrity.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Everyone knows Burnsy. Like,
100%. I will. Infamous, you might say.
Infamous, aye. 100%.
Only one Connor Burns in there.
I've known this fella from John Neal, Daniel Neal, Delicate of Fitness.
Right, but well, we're doing a poker. You can talk about that there. You can't be saying
yeah,
that.
I seen a video of you the other day, and it looked like it was like you were in the fucking, in the dungeon. Gonzalo, go on.
That's Big Ram McCoy's Randolph. You know him, do you?
Nah, I don't know him, nah.
That's
it looks like a good house.
It's class, that's warrior prep. Like, so him and our fella, Ali McLean's fucking do it.
I know that guy.
It's madness. Like, it's like an hour and a half of like pure fucking just circuit after circuit. Like, I'm mates with all them boys, so he just gets me come over now and again, though, and I just enjoy it. Like, he's great lad. He's, you know, that's where I joined that gym as well, then. So it's good because it's a bit of crack. See, doing my job, mate, I'm on my own 24/7, though. Train on my own, work on my own, I'm at a laptop. Like, I'm not in a gym environment talking to people and, you know, out and about. So, yeah. I actually enjoyed it for that aspect, you know what I mean? It's fucking tough. It's and then you get constant abuse all the time. They're like, you fucking gay bastard. No, constantly.
People are always going to say some shit underneath the comments. Like, or nah,
no, it's him fucking saying it. It's him fucking saying it.
Hurry up, you fucking
He's saying you can't even live that, you fucking faggot.
That gives you the red fuck you, what is it? Like, the motivation that we put up a hole. I seen the video, I was like, that's fucking there, David Goggins shit. They don't know me, shit.
I'm waiting on him to come out where I'm doing bicep curls and he's like right up in my face and he's shouting at me. And the whole time I'm just shouting back, we're just like abusing the fuck out of each other. Like, it's funny, like, that's far better.
Like good crack. See, for someone posting them many times, we drag a man posting a week. On Instagram.
I posted every day for a year. I posted a reel every day for a year. And that was what really got my page going. But now it seems the algorithm's changing. Like, on TikTok, you're better posting 2 or 3 times a day. It's like short blips. So, like, see, if you use Instagram stories and save them, then repost them on TikTok, that works. So, like, the more you... Like, whenever I'm talking on Instagram, that's where I like talking and doing a bit of chat and shit. I just save that and post it on TikTok. And people seem to like that for some reason.
TikTok's different.
Where Instagram's more pro. Instagram's more, it needs to be more clean cut.
Yeah.
So, I just do one post a day or give or take. Like, I mean, I have the fellow working with me who basically drew me up like a plan of like day to day what I need to do. Like he's like my operations manager, so he's come in and he's basically setting everything out for me. So you're doing this at this time, because like you know yourselves, like when you're trying to spin all the plates at one time, you end up fucking spinning fuck all of them. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So I was like handling all the clients, trying to train myself, trying to fucking do this, trying to do that.
It's and good to have somebody content. Here to keep you right there and keep you on
I
the
needed
toe
somebody. I was just getting too much. It was just too much all the time. So I posting on Instagram and all, like, it's really down to yourself. They're saying at the minute, like, you post four times a week's enough. But for me personally, I still post every day. Cause
say TikTok three times a day. But I mean, you're running out of ideas. What the fuck?
That's,
I mean.
That's why I just post like Instagram stories on it. I go and look at, see if you, it's a really easy one, mate. See if you go on Instagram stories, you go to the archive. Go and save all your old archives, all your old archive stories, and just put them on.
It's a good shit. Because I struggle. I'd be like,
what do you talk about every fucking minute of the day? Like, you can't talk three times a fucking
it's
day.
It's hard.
Mate, like, there's only so much fucking chatting shit you can do, and we're all good at it.
Yeah.
No, we've all got a fucking degree in it at this
you
point.
You don't like, want to be overdoing it, like, as well. That's the way I feel sometimes. I'm like, people get sick of looking at me here if I keep posting the same. And I can't even think of shit to put up. I'm like, right, I can write a rap. But I can't write three raps in
no
one day.
No one gets sick of looking at juice slices for fuck's sake.
You do what your old mate was doing, like, and repost your fucking songs over and over again. That works like. That work like fuck, mate.
It does.
Here.
It does work,
see,
mate.
There's other rappers I follow over in England. I love all that. I don't know what you would call it. No, I got Bradford, like Bradford Burns.
Oh,
kind of
music.
BBC, I love all that. That's my favorite type of music. Yeah. Like, it's very similar to yours.
It's good.
They're all doing all that stuff. They're all posting fucking your man from BBC. Garth, he's posting old raps from back when he was like
young, like
they're funny as fuck, mate. Get
did
them
you
out
see
there.
Your man Clive from the BBC? Got your man. I don't know if you're familiar with this fella. He's online. He wears glasses and he does rap. He goes, "I'm pepped in the head. I'm pepped in the head." And I got Patsy Fallon to do it before. He's a dog egg of Patsy, but he always does these wee raps.
Joshua Black.
I'm pepped in the head, and then Clive from the BBC got him on one of his raps, and they were both and it actually sounded good. I've got
they're class to be fair. Like see that whole movement, like that music from.
They were
Brad.
A couple of mates too, but just fucking having the laugh.
There was another boy produced for them before their more recent producer, like, so their stuff that actually blew them up was a different producer, and I think that's changed. That's why you're maybe not hearing them as much
it's
now.
It's a different sound, kind of.
Yeah,
well, yeah.
But it's more commercialized, like, but at the end of the day, commercials where the money's at, like, you
exactly.
know, you kind of have your core fans who are going to like your stuff for what it is, but then you also, like, I love that type of music. See, your type of music where it's like rapping, but it's faster over dance music. That's my favorite kind of music,
yeah.
like, so
yeah.
it's
yeah.
massive. There's a massive scene for it. See if you can break into that Manchester, Bradford, Leeds area, like, that's where.
Well,
yeah.
here, see, speaking
like,
of Manchester. Manchester week, I got a phone call yesterday. Says, just want a podcast with Jordan McCann. Do you know Jordan McCann?
Yeah.
I says, of course I want a podcast with Jordan McCann. And it's like $2,000. I was like, no chance. We don't pay for podcasts.
No.
Fuck that.
That's one thing.
He's like, do you look at $2,000? I says, nah. And then I said the Slice was like, made his shit. It's like his Slice doesn't think it's good. I like him.
It's
I
not
like
that,
McCann.
Right? Come from somebody who's listened to rap my whole life and I've listened to the best of the best and so, like, everybody's entitled to their opinions. I'm not saying, right, I just wouldn't listen to him myself personally. I don't think he's up there in terms of even English UK rappers, but I can see why people like him. But me personally, there's other people who I would rate in front of him. Little Hutton.
Like,
there's so many people that no one's even aware of, even in the UK, that are unbelievable. I've been following for years.
They don't
now,
do
like,
our
the competition's massive over
there.
I like to think about it, like, the competition's massive. Like,
I only noticed this person this week. Did you ever hear Mix?
Oh, Mix.
He's fucking lethal. Yeah. I only noticed him because I love Bugsy Malone. I think I like Manchester rappers.
I see Mix too.
Mike rappers are really good. Like, they're very similar to that Leeds sort of sound. They're all the same sort of sound.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of that northern. It's more
I
northern
like
beats. Like,
yeah, northern rap.
I think in England, mate.
Bugsy's class, aye. He's really, really good. He's more like, in my opinion, he's less grime and more rap. Like, he's just, like, he's almost like American rap nearly these days, but only with an English accent.
He tells stories as well.
Yeah, it's slower and stuff. And
the words he says.
You can relate to Bugsy as well, because he talks about stuff, even like, growing up in the streets or stuff, or even relationships with like his ma, his dad, or his bros, or stuff. There's a lot of stuff. I wouldn't have only, like, I wouldn't have been a big fan of my whole life when he started listening to him a couple of years ago. And he surprised me how good he was. Because I remember, what do you call him, Chipmunk? I would have been a Chipmunk.
Do you remember Channel U?
they had a beef.
Jay, well, you remember Channel U back in the
Bugsy
day?
Bugsy and Chipmunk, so I was always Chipmunk instead of Bugsy. But Channel U, and that was Channel AKA.
I lived on Channel U back in the day.
And
like,
then Stars TV was the next one up.
Do you remember? There used to be like, it was like Chipmunk before he blew up. I remember Tinsy Shredder, one of his songs, Next Year I'm Gonna Make Mainstream Money.
Yeah.
And he was standing in his estate, knowing the block of flats, and he was just rapping. He's like, Next Year I'm Gonna Make Mainstream Money. And then next thing he blew up.
He's on the mainstream money.
He fucking did make mainstream money.
I seen him in St. George's Market.
Who?
Tinsy Shredder, when I was 15 or something. I seen him in St. George's Market. Lethal. But here, see the way Bugsy Malone made it, but he would say about a lot of his personal life. Would you ever go into like a deep fucking personal rap and tell people shit that...
I don't think the world's... It's good to hear my shit, mate.
Liam Shaw, my content's all about fucking my mistakes and all I made. Like, you know, you tell them what you want to tell them, you know, you don't need to tell them all the fucking things.
I would be comfortable speaking about it, but it's the fact, if there's other people I'm speaking about, would they be comfortable with me speaking about 100%. Their situation?
But I think Bugsy doesn't give him that option, he just does it. And Eminem does done it in his early years. He used to say about killing his fucking...
Like, people...
Even, all. He used to say about killing all his madness.
Like, mates who may not be here anymore, like, am I allowed to speak on stuff?
I think they would like that, mate, 100%.
Yeah, mate, I don't know if you're familiar, you know that phrase, I say, can I get a yo? Can I get a fucking yo? Well, that was my mate, fucking, it was her catchphrase, like, and she took her life. And I was at her funeral, and her mom says to me, like, she was like, oh, Amit, Mel loved you and all. I says to her, I was like, can I use her phrase in my reads? And she was like, yeah, 100%. So I was like, that means Mel gets to live on.
Yeah. 100%.
People be driving past, shout, can I get a fucking you and all. I didn't, but I, like, you know, I could have just done that without even asking the match, you know what I mean?
So, yeah,
but like,
you know, what you're saying.
If they were your mate, it's your relationship with them, it's not anybody else's. So
yeah.
I would just go ahead and
do it. I think we should get a deep one from
I feel like
mate.
There's a full
get off the grass and get us a deep
no,
one.
No, listen,
that's their next
I could
goal.
Do a full album telling people, because see the thing is, see everything you've heard me rap about, you never once heard me talk about anything personal. It's all just...
Well, then there you go.
It's all just like describing what's going on.
There you go. Thinking of many new songs waiting to be wrote. Thinking of many new fucking... The charts are waiting to be top sliced. Come on, the fuck.
I just think I'd end up making people cry.
Let them cry. Let them cry. Just don't talk about me.
Mate, see, whenever... I'll use my content as a way to explain to what I did, right? See, before, whenever I was doing generic gym content, generic nutrition shit.
Yeah.
People didn't really relate to me, like, and then I started talking about my story and what I did in my life, the things I did, trying to kill myself, all that stuff there. People then goes, oh, fuck, he's actually Nick Normal. He's a real person. I get that. I went through that shit, and they like me more then.
Yeah.
Same thing with the rapping, mate. You know, oh, well, good, you know, you are a fucking belter spitter, like, but you could do stuff like that, and other people go, somebody out there might be thinking about doing something stupid to hear it, and go, fuck that, like,
yeah,
fuck, that hit me right when I needed to hear that, do you know what I mean?
It's very true.
But like, aye. You've lost friends and
100%.
We try to help families too, right? On our podcast, make them happy and make them.
Yeah, definitely, mate.
Do you know what I mean? But they don't make
it. A lot of kids now that you realise there's loads of kids listening to you too, so you I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place now where I'm like, right, whatever I put out, I can't be standing in the middle of a school sitting rapping about smelling grass and selling halves to a load of first years. Like, it's not. It's not something you want to be like. Even though that's my story,
Eminem,
that's
not something you want. Like,
I know that's an R thing too.
Mate, just
I you want to rap on schools or you want to make money? Like,
I want to make money doing it. Like, but
be genuine to what it is you want to do. See, like, at the end of the day, mate, you have a talent there that not everybody has. I would love to have your talent, like, so. So, like, use that for how you want to do it. It's your car. You drive it the way you want to fucking drive it. At the end of the day.
He's
a
legend.
I can be a robber myself, big lad. Wordsmith, don't mean, big lad.
I can get you on the arm, man. Let's get them, tell me. Fucking right.
Well, listen, hopefully Slice will see you soon. Where I want a deep one. I want hopefully get you off of grass too. But
he's getting me off of grass.
All
yeah.
The stoners watching are like, no, don't. But listen, he can go back on it when he's 50. I'm at it as well, mate. Appreciate you for coming on. You're going to stick around for...
I'll stick around for a big birthday here.
He's
busting it on here for fuck's sake.
Right. Well, listen. We're going to let you help me.
Are we done now?
We're going to wrap this episode of the Working Class Podcast up with a special guest, Emmett McKenna. Absolute pleasure and a privilege to have you on and appreciate your time coming. We're now going to jump over to the episode of the Patreon, folks. So stay tuned. And if you haven't signed up already, you're missing out. So
Emmett, thank you for coming on, mate. You're an absolute gentleman.
Well, good, lads. Enjoyed it.
Good man.
Appreciate you, big man. Legend.
Right. I will take a break.
Roasting.
Yeah, gonna get that.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.